Que Dios los bendiga a todos, hoy, mañana y siempre. Y que reciban de mí siempre paz, mucha paz, pero sobre todo mucho, 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 mucho amor.
That was legendary astrologer Walter Mercado delivering his trademark television sign-off to viewers. And when Walter died last year, it marked a loss for millions who counted on him to deliver the hope-filled horoscopes he usually did in his extravagant style. He was Puerto Rican, and many Latinos grew up with him on their television screens.
I don't remember a time when Walter didn't exist. Whenever my grandmother would babysit me, I would watch him. And I think for me and for many Latinos around the country and around the world, he is kind of synonymous with those moments that we spent with our grandmothers, you know, laying on their laps and sitting on their linoleum floor. And for us and for me, when I look at him, I get these warm, fuzzy feelings, these feelings of nostalgia that I think a lot of Americans get for a Mr. Rogers or maybe even Big Bird. But for me, it's Walter.
That's filmmaker Christina Constantini. And in the 2 years before Walter Mercado's death, Christina, her co-director Karim Tapsch, and producer Alex Fumero spent thousands of hours interviewing the astrologer about his life and legacy. And this week, Mucho, Mucho Amor, their documentary about Walter, premiered on Netflix. Christina says that by spending so much time with him, she got to learn more about the very deliberate strategy behind his wonderfully flashy style.
What we all remember him for was mostly maybe his hair, his jewelry, and of course his capes. And so he every day would show up in a different fabulous cape, sequins, feathers, rhinestones, and deliver these horoscopes. And, you know, he said to us that he thought they were estupideces. They were stupid things that he had to do in order to get people to pay attention and to listen to his message of love and peace, which he thought was much more important. So what I didn't realize is this was all a very calculated kind of production. And he was so aware of his visual medium that he knew he had to make us stop and pay attention. And it worked. I mean, here we are talking about him. We remember him so well because of those capes and that hair and that jewelry.
Speaking of the capes and the hair and the jewelry, I mean, some people would call that gender nonconforming. But was Walter willing to discuss sexuality and gender, his own, with you?
Well, you know, there was never a question that Walter wouldn't answer. There were certain things he didn't like talking about. But he loved talking about being genderqueer or gender nonconforming. And he very much considered himself, you know, somewhere between the genders. He was incredibly ahead of his time when it came to that. Although he uses the pronoun he because, you know, he was 88 years old when he passed away a few months ago. But he would say, we found a lot of old tape where he said stuff like, I think the future has no gender. The future, it will be both male and female, and we won't categorize ourselves in such a rigid way like we categorize ourselves now. And so he very much saw himself as a blending of the genders. And, you know, that's how his appearance certainly reflected that.
And you mentioned Walter was 88 when he passed away, and not only had he lived in times that may not have been as welcoming or weren't as welcoming to the LGBTQ community as they are today, as we're sort of opening up that conversation, and things were much more misogynistic and homophobic. Was that something that he experienced in his life?
I mean, absolutely. I think he never liked to focus on the bad times. So getting him to talk about anything that was difficult that he went through, he didn't like doing. He didn't like dwelling on things. But absolutely, Walter was made fun of. You know, people always did the Walter character, and not in, you know, a fun way, in a mean way. People would make fun of him for being different. But he understood that. He didn't like it. But he, you know, came up during a time when you didn't talk about your sexuality. Being gay certainly held an immense stigma. And so from a very young age, he said to his mother, you know, I feel very different inside. And she said, you should be different. And so he said that he had to create, he knew as a young boy, he had to create a famous person inside of himself in order to be able to be who he was. And so I think the Walter that we saw on television was in many ways a very elaborate, very fabulous coping mechanism to the times that he grew up in. And it was really remarkable. There was no one else that looked like Walter on television. There's very few people in the Latino community. There's Juan Gabriel, but very few people who were as bold as Walter was. And as my co-director, who's gay, would say, is he came on television every day, and although he didn't say he was gay, he showed us who he was.
When I think about Walter, I think about listening to his horoscopes and hearing him say Cancer, Libra, Leo, you know, and just kind of reading out these very dramatic horoscopes for people. But his work was rooted in different approaches to faith and spirituality. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, you know, one of Walter's missions in life was to bring a lot of knowledge about different cultures and different religions to the Latino community. And so he spent many years of his life studying and learning, and he was always learning something new about a different religion, and he would try to integrate them into his astrology readings. So he believed in some form of interfaith religion that drew on Christianity, but also drew on, you know, astrology, which is of course from the ancient Greeks, and also Hinduism and Buddhism and Islam. And he was always trying to teach and meld these religions and mix them together. What he was doing was truly wild. I mean, truly ahead of his time, and didn't really happen in any other place in our community or our television, which was so dominated by, you know, guys chasing girls in bikinis or, you know, soccer. There was never, you know, Walter invented a totally new and unprecedented form of television for the Latino community.
So is that part of the reason why he is so revered as a cultural figure for so many people, Latinos, Puerto Ricans, you know, Mexicans across the board? I mean, just people who, old, young and old in many ways, grew up watching him. Is that part of the reason why he's so revered? Why does he resonate so much? Because really, I mean, he could have been considered, and maybe to a certain extent is, just, you know, somewhat campy, and that's it, right? But it feels much more weighty when we talk about the role Walter played in our community.
Absolutely. I think I actually underestimated Walter before I knew him and before I got to meet him. I thought, you know, wow, what a fun character, but I wonder, you know, what's behind that? And it's actually a very brilliant man who's very considered and deliberate. And then, of course, the costumes got us to pay attention and to keep watching. But I think for the Latino community in particular, we needed to hear a message of hope. He was talking to immigrants, largely in this country, who came here with very little and were working very hard. And I think he came on television every day and said, basically, if you listen pretty carefully to the horoscopes, they're pretty similar. They are, you know, Libra today. Maybe yesterday was hard, but tomorrow is going to be a better day. And I think we all need to hear that message, that tomorrow is going to be a better day. And he gave us hope, and he gave us love, which was the tenet that he lived his life by. And I think for our community, we really needed that at that time, and we still do. And I think it's such an honor to be able to release this film now, because I think the Latino community could use some of his good vibes, if you will, now more than ever.
Cristina Constantini is the co-director of Mucho, Mucho Amor. Thank you, Cristina.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.